Thank you for calling Valvoline. Please make a selection from the following choices. If you know your party's extension or would like to dial by name, press 1. If you are placing an order, press 2. If you are requesting material safety data sheets, press 3. Material safety data sheets may also be found on our website at sds.valvoline.com. For information on consumer promotions or motorsports, press 4. For questions regarding Valvoline products, press 5. For questions regarding Valvoline Dash, press 6. If you are calling with questions or concerns about data privacy, or data protection, press 7. For information on Valvoline Engine Guarantee, visit our website at engineguarantee.com. Thank you for calling Valvoline Product Support. If you would like to participate in a brief one-question survey at the end of the call, please press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Valvoline Product Support. This is Mary. How may I help you?
Hi, Mary. Good morning, first of all. Hope you're doing well. I'm Girish.
Good morning.
I work with BIS. I want to know about your products, Valvoline products for electric vehicles.
Which product for the electric vehicles?
Like fluids and lubricants. Transmission.
Okay, so we would have to have a specification to be able to match something up.
E-mobility fluid like that, or battery fluid.
Okay, so battery information I wouldn't be able to give you. We don't do batteries here on our side.
No. Not. It is also called as a thermal fluid.
You mean like the coolant?
Yes, coolant. Absolutely. Like
okay,
dielectric
coolant. We don't cover coolant that goes to the battery inverter.
Okay, then what type of products do you have?
We have the fluid that would run through the engine only, but not through the battery inverter.
Okay. Do provide these fluids for hybrid electric vehicles?
The hybrid vehicles?
Yes.
I mean, like I said, our coolant will cover the engine part of a hybrid, but we have nothing that's going to cover the battery inverter.
Okay. I'm not specifically looking for the battery inverter. I'm looking on your website. Your company also having a different motor oils for electric vehicles. Am I right?
We make a product that can be used in electric vehicles, but they don't require a special oil.
Yes. The name of that fluid is hybrid.
It's a hybrid vehicle by full synthetic. Yeah, but they do not require that fluid.
Okay. Anyone who might be give some good information about these products? As I'm looking.
What information are you wanting? The only information we're going to be able to give you is the PI sheet, and you can get that directly offline.
Okay. Basically, I'm a market research consultant. And working on a report named as a fluids and lubricants market for electric vehicles.
Okay.
Yes. So is there anyone who might give me some insights about this market?
Yeah, like I said, the only thing we're going to be able to give you is what is on that website. That PI sheet is the only information that we have here. The lab does not talk to anybody. The lab will answer emails, but they do not talk to nobody directly.
Okay. Also, I'm looking on your website, the name of the product, DOT3 brake fluid, is also where I'm looking for.
What is the product?
A DOT3 brake fluid. Brake fluids for, we can use this brake fluids for electric vehicles also.
Brake fluid, is that what you're looking for?
Yes, yes.
We don't do brake fluid through the Valvoline lineup. That's done through the chemical side. That's nothing that we deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is on your website. It is under performance chemicals segment.
Yes, we do not do chemicals here. This is a completely different department.
Okay, okay. Do you know anything about these fluids and lubricants used in electric vehicles? Any information you know?
All the information that we can give you is what you can see directly there on that website. The PI sheet is the only information that we have. If you have any other questions other than what's on that PI sheet, you can send it in an email to the lab. They will answer an email, but they do not take calls.
Okay. Would you please give me the mail?
The email would be productsupport@valvoline.com.
Let me note it down. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Would you please repeat it?
It would be product support.
Product support.
At Valvoline.com.
Okay. Do they reply? Means for the information if I am required.
In the email, you're just going to put down what questions you have, and then if the lab or a technician will get back to your questions. But unfortunately, they do not call people.
Okay, okay. Okay, thanks for the information. Thanks for the help.
Yes.
Bye-bye.